You do not know how a blessing will come. That is why you must keep yourself open and treat every aspect of life as a blessing. The fundamental yogic culture has in many ways brought this into the life of people. Well, the entire Indian culture has an element of yoga in it. Based on this, no matter what it is, if you want to step on the ground outside, you bow down to it, reverence. You look at a tree, bow down to it, reverence. You look at a rock, reverence. Man, woman, child, animal, insect. Here, you can hear the frogs going away. It's their social media, I think. I'm sure they're saying something that is meaningful to them, and maybe there is a blessing. So one who wants to walk on the ultimate terrain, one who wants to reach the ultimate nature of who he or she is, such a person must ensure that if you walk upon the grass, the blades of grass will bless you. That is how gently you must handle things. Here, the frogs, they must bless you. Right now, the aggressive forms of living has destroyed the blessing that you could receive from nature. Well, this may look like, are we playing a psychological game, an emotional game? No, every aspect of life either can exude well-being for you or cause trouble to you. To tell you to what extent, when the elephants come to eat and they start eating a little violently, ripping off the trees and eating what they want, throwing what they want, within 5 to 7 minutes, all the trees of that species will generate a certain amount of poison and bitterness in their leaves, so that the elephants will eat quickly. That's the reason why they're ripping and eating, because they know all those trees of the same species are beginning to generate bitterness and poison in their leaves so that they cannot eat further. So that's how connected life is, and that is how it can either bless you or can bring trouble to you. So everything that you touch, everything that you see, everything that you come in contact with, if you are in a certain state of conscious response, then you will receive blessings from every direction, and this is vital for someone who wants to go very far. When I say very far, I'm talking about you want to transcend all the limitations and touch dimensions that most human beings have not even imagined possible. You want to reach to your ultimate nature, then you must be constantly receiving blessing from everything around you. Well, there are some textbook scientists who will say, where is a blessing? Prove it to me. Well, you don't know where it is. That is the problem. It is very important you receive blessing from every aspect of life. In this, there is empowerment. In this, all impediments to your ultimate journey are removed. This is why the seeking blessing is such a big thing in the Indian culture, in the yogic culture, all the time seeking blessing from everything and everyone. When you are really blessed, then your life is well lubricated, without impediments. You can journey on with least amount of friction with the rest of the world.